Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, today as well, like every other day, we shall be joined with a muballigh of Da'awati Islami, inshallah, who is none other than Brother Imran Subrati Attari Naqshbandi, who will be joining us, inshallah, and he will be sharing with us his Madani pearls. Please, inshallah, it's my earnest appeal to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to make some good intentions before viewing and watching this program for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, inshallah, we will have a beautiful program whereas we will listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak, inshallah. We will listen to the kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as this segment is all about the sayings, the quotes of the pious predecessors. Yes, sayings from the gardens of the pious people, from the pious saints, inshallah. And we are going to be discussing the quotes, the aqwali mubarakah of Hazrat Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We will be listening to his biography, inshallah, azza wa jal. It's quite important that we should educate ourselves and we should remember well regarding the blessings and the personality and the blessed life of this gigantic and great Sahabi and companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Of course, by speaking about these great Sahaba ikram, we shall enlighten our hearts and we may gain some enthusiasm to also act and do the same things that they used to do, inshallah azza wa jal, to better our current times, to better our lives, to spiritually be connected to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So chale inshallah, ab hum aage badhte hain. And yes, we had some beautiful rains here for the past few days in South Africa, and the weathers have just cleared now. So we say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel who have just joined us right now. Aap jahan se bhi connect hue hain, hum aapko marhaba kehte hain. Welcome to this program, inshallah, azza wa jal. And we hope that you will enjoy this program, inshallah. However, our beloved Habib, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned in his fragrant hadith, من صلى علي مئة كتب الله بين عينيه براءة من النفاق وبراءة من النار وأسكنه الله يوم القيامة مع الشهداء. What a beautiful hadith. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whosoever recites 100 darood upon me, he sends 100 salams and darood upon me, Allah azza wa jal will write between his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and he is freed from the hellfire. Wa askanahu Allahu yawma al-qiyamati ma'a ash-shuhada, and Allahu Akbar, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him or keep him amongst the shuhada, amongst those who have been slain and martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great blessing this is, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is beyond our imagination. All of this is because of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, he says, Shafi'u nafi'uhutum, kafi'u wafi'uhutum, dard ko kar do dawa, tum pe karono durood, Kaabe ke badrud duja, tum pe karono durood, طیبہ کے شمس الدوحا تم پہ کرونو درود. دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کفے پا چاند سا سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. انشاءاللہ عزوجل we will be listening to a kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and this kalam is a very very beautiful and inspiring naat pak. Inshallah usko sune aur mehzooz ho inshallah apne dilon ko munawwar o mujalla farmaye is kalam mein naat pak ke zariye se. And this kalam and naat pak is rukh din ho ya mahre sama. Inshallah very beautiful naat pak. Immediately after this kalam we will continue with our program. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba, khairul wara, salli ala, salli ala, salli شب زلف یا مشکِ کتا شب زلف یا مشکِ کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. رحمت نے صدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
کھونا تجھے دن لہو میں کھونا
شب صبح تک سونا تجھے شب صبح تک سونا تجھے شرم نبی خوف خدا شرم نبی خوف خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. کلام ہے رخ دن ہے یا محر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں اینڈ ہیز بین ریسائٹڈ بائی حافظ عمر اتاری ماشاء اللہ. واٹ اے بیوٹیفل انداز. یہ بھی کوئی نیا انداز ہے ماشاء اللہ. وی آلویز ہیئر اینڈ وی گیٹ ٹو سی ڈفرنٹ انداز اینڈ اسٹائل آف ریسائٹنگ دیز کلامز آن مدنی چینل بائی ویریئس اینڈ ڈفرنٹ نعت خانز ماشاء اللہ. اینڈ آل دیز نعت آف سید اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ریوائوز دا لو اینڈ محبہ اینڈ کنیکشن ٹو دا ہولی ماسٹر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the hearts, mashallah. Marhaba, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Faramine Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, meaning the quotes and the sayings of this great personality. And along with in our program, inshallah azza wa jal, we will try and include many other sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, but specifically great companion of the holy master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We cannot forget his teachings, we cannot forget his sacrifices, we cannot forget his closeness to the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And therefore, inshallah azza wa jal, to keep us alive in terms of our iman being strengthened, our faith being revived once again, inshallah, we speak about the sacrifices rendered by these companions of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We speak about these sahaba ikram who dressed simple, who looked simple, who lived a simple life, yet they lived a tremendous life in terms of leaving a legacy, in terms of teaching us how to walk upon this earth. Allahu Akbar. They have taught us and they have practically showed us how to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, the more we remember them, the more we speak about them, the stronger this connection shall be and the more obedient we can become by remembering and speaking about the sacrifices that they have rendered, inshallah azza wa jal. So beginning from the first quote of this great personality, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he speaks about happiness. Khush kaun nahi rehna chahta hai? Who does not want to be happy? We all want to be happy and we all search for happiness. کوئی پیسوں میں خوشی ڈھونڈتا ہے، کوئی نئے گھروں میں خوشی ڈھونڈتا ہے، کوئی نئی گاڑیوں میں خوشی ڈھونڈتا ہے. سم ون از لوکنگ فار ہیپینس ان میرج، سم ون از لوکنگ فار ہیپینس ان اولاد، ان چلڈرن، وائلس ادرز آر سرچنگ فار ہیپینس ان بزنسز، ان منی، ان ڈفرنٹ ویز. سبحان اللہ. ہاؤ ایور، ان شاء اللہ عز و جل، سیدنا صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ہیز مینشن دا ون ہو ڈز ناٹ کمپلین invites happiness. Allahu Akbar. How plain, simple and beautiful. Allahu Akbar. He does not make shikayat and he does not complain from his tongue and lip. Allahu Akbar. In other words, he has given da'wat and he has invited khushiya and happiness to his life. And this is a very good example, because Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had practically showed this, how never to complain when it came to food, it came to dressing, it came to, you know, the basic living things that we all need in life. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and many other companions have demonstrated this by showing that even in poverty, make shukr to Allah azza wa jal. Bhai, to this extent, dear viewers and this Madani channel, if you speak about the poverty and ghurbat of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, yet he never complained. Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that it was the last final moments of the worldly life of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and after his demise, there was not even enough oil to burn in the lamp. Allahu Akbar. There was not sufficient oil to light a lamp. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers under the Madani channel, this is Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and yet he did not complain, he did not make any shikayat. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah azza wa jal, very soon we're going to be joined by a muballigh of Dawud Islami, as I mentioned earlier on. In the next 1 minute, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall take him. But before we go on with him, inshallah azza wa jal, another beautiful saying of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu: if you want to control other people, first learn and control yourself. Allahu Akbar. If you want to be a leader, if you want to be a person who has control over others, first learn to have control over yourself. I mean, every husband wants to have control over his wife. Parents want to have control over their children. Bosses want to have control over their employees. And it goes on, dear viewers. A ruler, a president, a prime minister wants to have control over his country. He wants to have control over his people. Har banda ye chahta hai ki mera dabdaba ho, main chalaun. When I say har bande se murad ye hai ki, of course, people who are in power, people who are, the people who are in control, they wish that people should abide and follow them. People should follow their rules and regulations. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala left this beautiful Madani pearl for people who wish to be in control. That be, if you want, if you desire for others to be under your control. Subhanallah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu taught us and said to us that first learn to have control over yourself. Meaning, have control over your nafs. Have control over your mind. Have control over your desires. Have control upon your eyes, your tongue, your nose, your mouth, your body organs. If these things are in control, then others will be under your control. Subhanallah. Kya kehne? Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful saying. And inshallah azza wa jal, before we go and move to the other faramine, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah azza wa jal, I am glad to announce that we are joined by a great muballigh of Da'awati Islami, and he is none other than muballigh Da'awati Islami brother Imran Subrati Attari Naqshbandi, and we would give him a warm welcome with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brother Imran bhai, how are you doing?
Alameen ala kulli hal. How is Maulana Tabriz sahab keeping huzoor?
Alameen ala kulli hal. We say shukran to you, Imran bhai, for making the time and leaving behind every other important piece of work that you may have had on your table. But mashallah, you have given time to Madani channel and you are on this program called The Early Echo. Imran bhai, mashallah. And as you, I'm sure you have heard that we are speaking about the sacrifices and the sayings and the personality who is none other than Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ji Imran bhai, what would you like to add to this?
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As I often mention when I join the silsila, and when we go towards the discussion of our pious elders, our buzughani deen, our khulafa rashideen, I always say, And I like to begin by saying that we are indeed so fortunate ki hum aashiq e rasool hai, aashiq e sahaba hai, aashiq e auliya hai, ki every month is a season for the celebration of the lives of these great pious people. We are so fortunate, Maulana, you know, just for this saadat, if we can just reflect on it, how grateful we must be. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are blessed that when every different Islamic month comes, there is a reason for us to commemorate, to reconnect, to learn, to fall in love again with these great and pious elders. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You know, so indeed, we are very fortunate. And as Maulana says that, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I am also Naqshbandi. So mashallah, it gives me special pleasure as well to speak of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Because Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the silsila Naqshbandiya, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is the link to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Maulana Sahib, you know, there is so much that we can speak about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, but I want to just, and I know it has been discussed at length on Madani channel by various programs and silsilas, but you know, inshallah, I want to take a slightly different dimension to it. You know, when in any, if a head of personality, if a head of state is going to another country, or for that matter, any dignitary is going to another place, there is always some planning that is done, that someone or some people or some person will be there to receive this head of state or this special personality, to make his khairkai, to make his khidmat, to see to him, to guide him, to help him, to be his advisor. You know, this is a common, you know, even when we have, you know, our personalities coming, mashallah, from Pakistan, from Madani Markaz, Rukne Shura, or, you know, Nigrani Shura, there's always some personalities that accompany him or are here that receive these great personalities. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, when Allah Azza wa Jal decided in the 40th year of our beloved Madina wa al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I am going to make the Nabuwat Zahir, Allah Azza wa Jal had already simultaneously prepared a great helper, a great khadim, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be his helper in the propagation of the deen. And that was none other than our beloved Khulafa-i Rashideen, the first Khulafa-i Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He was that personality who Allah chose that you will be that perfect follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that perfect khadim and servant, that perfect ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when people look at you, when people follow you, when people follow your lifestyle, people will know exactly how to love, how to follow the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the perfect murid, the perfect ummati, the perfect follower. Allahu Akbar. What can we speak about him? You know, when Allah Azza wa Jal chose Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, if you look at the personality of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, you know, when you're choosing someone to be a minister, someone to be your advisor, someone to be your right-hand man, you have to, a person has to be chosen who is of exemplary qualities. And if we just look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, just a few qualities I want to touch on. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, look at his age. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was 3 years younger than Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was born in the third year after the year of the elephant in Amul Fil. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq would have been 37 years old, a mature age, an age of wisdom, an age of maturity. He wasn't a small child or an old person. Someone could say he's a small child, he doesn't know anything, mazallah. Or he's an old person, he's senile, Allahu Akbar. He was at a wonderful age, a beautiful age of 37. If you look at his background, he came from an eminent background. He was a Qurayshi, Allahu Akbar. He was a Qurayshi from an eminent family. And in the seventh generation, in the lineage of Rasulullah Sallam, he links up to the biological lineage of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he was an eminent Qurayshi. So he came from an eminent family. If you look at his wealth, he wasn't some gareeb person that one person could say because he was gareeb, he had no choice to follow the master. No. From the age of 18, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu began business, and he was a successful cloth merchant in Makkah, a person that was looked up the person that was looked up by the Quraysh, by the Makkans, that this is an eminent personality. And one more quality I want to bring into the qualities of Sayyidina, when Allah Azza wa Jalla chose his personality, you know, just as Allah Azza wa Jalla chose Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come through the lineage of Sayyidina Ismail, Nabiyana Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not through Sayyidina Ishaq, Nabiyana Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the lineage of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a pure lineage. It was a lineage in it. There was no history of anyone killing any prophets or anything. So Allah chose a beautiful lineage. So if you look at the background of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, as the little child, from a little child to the age and until he brought Iman, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq did not ever worship idols. He was never an idolater. His background was never an idolater. He was pure from idolatry. And there's a beautiful waqia in our kitab called The Unparalleled Devotee of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. You know, when he was a young child and his father took him and went to a place and he's to worship the idols, and he looks at and he says to his father, you know, he says to this idol, he says, "I am hungry, give me food. I have no clothes, give me clothes. I will throw a stone. If you are a god, protect me." And how could the idol answer? So he threw a stone at the idol and it fell to the ground. And when his father saw this, his father became very angry at him and he slapped him on his face, on his breast face. His father then took him to his mother and she said to him, and he told her what had happened. And she mentioned, she said, "Leave him on his way, leave him alone. For when he was born, a voice from the unknown source was heard saying, 'O truthful servant of Allah, congratulations, this child is Atiq. In the heavens, his name is Siddiq, and he is the companion of the close friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.'" And when this incident was narrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq himself in the court of Rasulullah sallam, when Sayyidina Jibra'il, when he narrated this, then Sayyidina Jibra'il came into the court of Rasulullah sallam and said that Abu Bakr has indeed spoken the truth. He is Siddiq. So this is the background. In a few jumlas, I want to just give an introduction of the type of personality Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen to be the companion. So, you know, we say the Kamal. So when a personality like that fell in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he begins to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent, and inshallah in today's silsila, we learn some very faith-enhancing waqia we will share with the viewers of Madani channel of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, because when a personality like that falls in love, then it is truly ye kamal ki baat hota hai. He's such a great person who was everything. In fact, people commented ki Abu Bakr, such an intelligent businessman, such a great businessman, but you left everything when you came into the deen of Muhammad. What is the reason for this? And he replies, he says, "Well, you do not have iman. You have no iman. You do not know what it's like to be and taste the sweetness of iman, or to be a gulam of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." So what a marvel of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Baral, inshallah, what was the speciality we may ask of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq? As I mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, one of his greatest attributes, Huzur, was his intense iman. The weight of his iman. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that if we place the weight of the entire ummah on a scale, on one scale, and you place the iman, the weight of iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq on the other side of the scale, then the weight of the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq will outweigh the weight of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the question was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why is this? Why is the reason? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he believed on the first instance without questioning. Throughout his life, he believed on any order on the first instance without an oof, without a question. He believed. His iman came, he just believed. When he was given the dawah, he just believed. And throughout his life, he just believed without questioning. Whereas other companions and many others who came, they first waited to see, they asked questions, they tested the waters, they wanted to see the truth. Then they came into the deen. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, you know, his iman was so weighty and so heavy, because jo bhi aakar ne keh diya, whatever the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Labbi. In fact, such was the weight of his iman, Mawlana Sahib, that from the beginning, from the time he took the kalima, till his very end, he was drowned in the love, in the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I know in Madani channel, the very, very famous narration of Kanzul Ummal is often quoted of Nabiya Kareem, of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he rests where he is resting today. And I won't repeat that incident, but I want to just share with the viewers of Madani channel a very beautiful waqiyah that I learned about, also relating to the moment when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is going to pass away. Look at how fana he was in the zaat of Rasulullah sallam. Kitne fana, you know, as the shair says, kitne fana tere zaat ali mein ho jahe, jo tumhe dekho ya yar nazar aaye. You know, whoever becomes so drowned in emulating your beloved, that when anyone sees you, they think of your beloved. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, now we're talking of the end, and I'm just trying to emphasize the point that from beginning till end, he was drowned in ishq-e Mustafa, itaat-e Mustafa, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm trying to predict, to describe the ending. It is narrated that when his ending came, he asked to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, Aisha, what was the day that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away? Ma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says, Ki Abaji, it was a Monday. So my beloved Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq says, and what day is it today, Ya Aisha? Says, Ya Abaji, today is Monday. Allahu Akbar. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq says, Aisha, how was my Aka resting? This is his last moments before he can pass away. He says, oh Aisha, and how was the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting when he passed away? She radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Ki Abaji, he was resting just as you are resting, O Abaji. Then he says, oh Aisha, and what, tell me, what was my master speaking at the time when he could pass away? And she says, oh Abaji, he was speaking just as how you are speaking now, oh my Abaji. And then she starts to cry. And she cries. And she says, oh my father, oh my beloved father, why are you saying these things to me? Why are you saying these things to me? And he gives such a profound Allahu Akbar reply, Mawlana Sahib. He says, oh Aisha, mera sara zindagi, my entire life, maine guzara, I spent it in following my beloved master, in loving the way of my beloved master. My entire life I followed. Oh Aisha, I want even those moments before I leave this dunya, my akhri waqt before I leave this dunya, my akhri sakrat, my akhri waqt must also be in following the way of my master, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Sahib, this zamana has never seen a lover to the extent of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Let me share a very, very beautiful, beautiful story, a waqia of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, he was, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was so profound in his aqidah, in his belief of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that one day, this is narrated in by Imam Fakhruddin Razi in his Tafsir al-Kabir, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he had any personal, this is a very beautiful waqiyah, whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had any personal chores, he always called upon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For example, you know, and look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr, before I narrate the story, this waqiyah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, when he was the one who was blessed to be in the cave in Ghare Tur, and he was the one jo jharu marte the, ghare mein jharu marte the. He used to go and fetch the food for Rasulullah sallam. He used to press the mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallam. He used to make his mubarak lap available for Rasulullah sallam to rest. He was the khadim of Rasulullah sallam in Ghare Tur mein. And what was his khidmat to deen? Hazrat Abu Huraira narrates that when the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being built, there was no one who did so much, who carried more stones, more bricks for the building of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. It is narrated that no one stripped the masjid of Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. But what khidmat he made for the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it came to Salatul Jummah, where was Abu Bakr Siddiq? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu will sit right in the back. He never sat in the front line ki log mujhko dekhenge, log mere tarif karenge ki ye Abu Bakr hai. He sat in the back like a true khadim, like a true servant, so people don't take notice of him. Allahu Akbar. That was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. To barhal, Imam Fakhruddin Razi Ramtadale in his Tafsir al-Kibri narrates this beautiful waqiyah, and he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam one day called Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Ki ya Abu Bakr, please come. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I mentioned, whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has any private chore for he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do, he called upon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He says, oh Abu Bakr Siddiq, I want you to go and make a ring for me. I want you to go and make a ring. Of course, in Islam, and Maulana can perhaps add to this, a Muslim man is allowed to wear one ring in silver. There is a certain weight. Maulana, if you know the weight, you can clarify it. Of course, gold rings are haram. And neither are rings made of copper or iron permitted. If we menfolk are to wear a ring, we are allowed one silver ring of a certain weight that we can wear. Alhamdulillah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He says, Ya Abu Bakr Siddiq, go and make me a ring. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, Ya Abu Bakr Siddiq, mera ring mein, engrave on my ring the name of Allah. What was the order, Manana sir? Engrave the name of Allah Azza wa Jal on the ring. That was the order given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes now to the jeweler, to the ring maker, and he goes to him. He says to him that I want to make a ring for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please engrave the name of Allah. But when he said that, his heart, Maulana, could not accept that how can I make a ring wherein there only is the name of Allah and the name of my Mahbub, my Habib, my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is separated from the name of Allah. His heart could not accept that. His heart could not accept that. So he says to the jeweler, he says, oh jeweler, write Allah's name and write the name of my Mahbub with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Write the name of my beloved Rasulullah sallam with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the jeweler does that. He engraves the name of Allah and the great engrave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that ring. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is returning. As he's coming back, can you imagine he's looking at that ring and he's seeing the name of Allah and he's seeing the name of his Mahbub over there. And then he comes into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he presents the ring. Maulana Sahib, he presents the ring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The master, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Listen to the iman. Look, listen to this. The love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu looks at the ring. He says, Ya Abu Bakr, what did you do? I told you to engrave one name, the name of Allah. Ya Abu Bakr. But there are three names on this ring. Allahu Akbar. Ya Abu Bakr, there are three names on this ring. Ya Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr Siddiq is shocked. He comes before Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is true indeed. I swear by Allah that it is true that you ordered me to only inscribe the name of Allah. But I, at my request, I requested your name to also be inscribed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Abu Bakr, See Abu Bakr, look at the names that are on this ring. Allah, Muhammad, and Abu Bakr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I only requested your name. At the same moment, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam comes before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal was so pleased. Was so pleased with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's love for you, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq could not accept that your name, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, be separated from the name of Allah. Allah loved that aqidah. Allah loved that belief. Allah loved that muhabbat. Allah loved that jazba. Allah loved that ishq of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, that he could not accept that your name, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, be separated from the name of Allah. Allah therefore could not accept that the name of Abu Bakr Siddiq be separated from your name, Ya Rasulullah Sallam. Hence Allah ordered me to inscribe the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq next to your name on that ring, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the maqam of my Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar.
Hey, mashallah, before you go on, you know, these wonderful stories you have mentioned, if you give me some chance as well to say a few words, inshallah, I'll appreciate it. Mashallah, you have been in one breath. You have, I think I need to give you some rest, Imran bhai, mashallah. But marhaba, you have said some beautiful points. And some faith refreshing stories of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, as you're talking, the only thing that's going through my mind, Imran bhai, is that how once upon a time they walked and lived. How did such pious predecessors, pious sahaba, wonderful, great sahaba like Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu walk upon this earth? You know, what examples we have. How fortunate is this earth? How fortunate is the sky that they had witnessed such great personalities? Allahu Akbar. And they are resting in their blessed qubur and graves. Subhanallah. So, therefore, inshallah, azawajal, we will break for a kalam now, inshallah. Let us listen to a kalam of Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar, which is a manqabat in his praise, inshallah. Marhaba Siddiqi Akbar ka, inshallah. Bada pyara manqabat hai. Imran bhai, inshallah, immediately after we return from this manqabat, after listening to this manqabat, we will continue with this program, inshallah. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے جی کے اکبر کا
اے یار غار محبوب خدا سے
جی کے اکبر کا سے مرتبہ سے جی کے اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے جی کے اکبر کا
الہی رحم فرما خادم صدیق اکبر ہوں الہی رحم فرما خادم صدیق اکبر ہوں تیری رحمت کے صدقے واسطہ صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے جی کے اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے جی کے اکبر کا
جی کے اکبر کا رسل الانبیاء کے بعد جو افضل ہو عالم سے رسل اور انبیاء کے بعد جو افضل ہو عالم سے
سے مرتبہ سے جی کے اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ سے جی کے اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
جی کے اکبر کا
گدا صدیق اکبر کا خدا سے فضل پاتا ہے گدا صدیق اکبر کا خدا سے فضل پاتا ہے خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں خدا کے فضل سے میں صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
جی کے اکبر کا
ہوئے فاروق عثمان و علی جب داخل بیعت ہوئے فاروق عثمان و علی جب داخل بیعت بنا فخر صدا سلسلہ صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
جی کے اکبر کا
لٹایا راگ حق میں گھر کئی بار اس محبت سے لٹایا راگ حق میں گھر کئی بار اس محبت سے کہ لٹ لٹ کر غسل گھر بن گیا صدیق اکبر کا
بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا بیان ہو کس زبان سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا
یار غار محبوب خدا سے
صدیق اکبر کا
مرحبا 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 سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل منقبت ان دا پریزز آف ہز امننس حضرت سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ یو نو دس از دا کلوزنس ان غار ثور عمران صبراتی بھائی واز مینشننگ اباؤٹ دا غار ثور وے ہی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, even he achieved and gained the closeness to Mustafa Jan Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in solidarity, whereas there was no one else besides Allah Azza wa Jal's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And right now, as we all know, the three wishes of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was asked, what are you fond of? What are your wishes? He says, three things, bas mere paas teen چیزیں ہیں مجھے وہی مل جائیں بس یہی کافی ہے میرے لیے اینڈ سبحان اللہ ہی سیز ہم سیلف آئی ایم فاؤنڈ آف تھری تھنگز نمبر ون از سبحان اللہ ٹو میک دی دار اینڈ زیارت آف دا بیوٹیفل فریگرنٹ فیس آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم دا نورانی اینڈ دا برائٹن چہرہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نمبر ٹو از دیٹ آئی وش ٹو اسپینڈ آل مائی ویلتھ ایٹ دا فیٹ آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ نمبر تھری از دیٹ آئی وش ٹو آلویز بی ان دا کمپنی آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ امیجن ڈیئر ویوز اینڈ مدنی چینل بینگ اے پرسن آف سچ ہائی اسٹیمڈ such a great personality that subhanallah afdalul bashari ba'd al anbiya there's consensus of the ulama majority of the ulama meaning they are ittifaq and ittihad of the ulama and the scholars unanimously who say that after the messengers of Allah azza wa jal the greatest of human being is Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu such a great martaba and he is fond of only three things one is to see the chehra of rasulullah Two is to spend my wealth at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three is to be in his company all the time. And all three wishes, all three faryad and the khaish of his have been fulfilled, subhanallah. And I will leave the first two to Imran Subrati bhai, who will explain us how did seeing the Mustafa ﷺ be fulfilled, and how did spending his wealth at the feet of Mustafa ﷺ being fulfilled, and the last one, which is to be in the company of Mustafa, how has that been fulfilled? I will discuss that. As we all know, mashallah, he is at the moment resting next to the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, in the Rawdah-e Anwar, inside the blessed, beautiful chamber of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he writes in his beautiful poetry, he says, Mahbub Rabbi Arsh hai is sabz gumba mein, محبوب رب عرش ہے اس سبز گنبد میں اور پہلو میں جلوہ گاہ عتیق عمر کی ہے پہلو میں جلوہ گاہ عتیق عمر کی ہے عتیق عمر کی ہے. And another poet had mentioned so beautifully, اسی لیے تو سنا ہے اپنے He gained the closeness and the nearness and the private company of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam at so many different places, and especially even in Ghare Thawr, when there was no one else besides these two great personalities, our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, in case sadqe mein Allah azza wa jal hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye. Inshallah, we will ask Imran bhai, inshallah, to give us the next, take us to the next level, inshallah. Imran bhai.
You know, you mentioned about the three wishes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and I just want to just expand on that and emphasize, you know, when that waqaya was narrated, and to just to outline the context, you know, the companions were saying what they love. Like, for example, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Karram al-Wajhul Kareem said that, I love to fast on hot days. I love to take on strong opponents, and I love entertaining my guests. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab said that, I love to enjoin good and forbid evil and wear old clothes. Sayyidina Usman said, I love to read the Quran, etc. So each and various other companions said what they wanted to say. But what was remarkable, each of them said that which they love. You know, there was the narration, it's a slight modification. All of them loved something in relation to the deen, to the fikr of the deen, to their iman, etc. But when the master, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, was asked, Ya Abu Bakr Siddiq, what do you love? What is your wish? His wish and his love, all three out of three, Maulana, were directly in relation to the master, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself. Not one out of three, two out of three, out of three, directly related to the love, the itaat, the obedience, the muhabbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. How, you know, what a perfection. I always say that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was the pinnacle. You know, pinnacle means the top, Maulana, of a triangle. He was the pinnacle of the perfection of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us, you know, expand on that one waqia where you mentioned that one of the wish of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my wealth be at your feet, be spent on you, be given to you, Ya Rasulullah. In the battle of Tabuk, when the battle of Tabuk had taken place, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had asked all the companions to bring forth their donations, their contributions to prepare for the battle of Tabuk. So all the Sahaba Ikram brought forth their contributions. And Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu had this khaish in his heart. He had this positive feeling. He said, you know, every time Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is ahead of me in all Madani Kaam, in all the deeds, he is always ahead of me. Aaj mera number pehla niklega. Today, I think I want to come out before my Abu Bakr Siddiq. You know, it's a positive Madani competition. We can all have that positive Madani competition. So Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab has this khayal and his thought in his mind that today I am going to give zabardast in the path of Allah. So he goes home and whatever he owned, he divides it into two. He keeps half for his family and he brings half and he comes into the court of Rasulullah and he comes and he presents it in the court. Ya Rasulullah, I have left, I have brought half of my wealth for Allah's deen, for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah was indeed pleased with all the companions. Lekin sob dekh rahe ki Abu Bakr kaha hai, where is Siddiq Akbar? He has not yet arrived. Allahu Akbar. Na jara tasawwur karo Maulana sahab. Imagine that mahfil, that sama, that environment, how it must have been, you know, the sandy place, everyone is waiting, and then in a distance, a forlorn, lonely character is coming and bringing all positions behind him. Allahu Akbar. He comes before the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he comes before, and the narrators narrate and they report. They report that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is narrated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq had removed his Amama Sharif as well. There was no Amama Sharif on his head. It is narrated he had no Champal Mubarak on his feet. Some narrators say he did not even have a Topi Mubarak, a hat on his head. Some narrators say that his kameez that he was wearing that had buttons, the buttons were removed. And Kante say he had attached them together with thorns, that even the buttons in the khameez, in the kurta, were given in the path of Allah. Everything that he owned, he brought. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have given everything that I own in the court of my Aqa Ali Salatu Wasalam. So Aqa ne ek sawal pucha, Ya Abu Bakr, what did you leave? What did you leave for your family? Allahu Akbar. And look at the faith refreshing reply of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. What did he reply? He radiallahu ta'ala says that I have left Allah. These were his words. I have left Allah and Allah's Rasul for my family. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What a boost for our iman and our aqidah that he said, I have left my Allah and Allah's Rasul for my family. The Sahaba Ikram were present. They did not say, Ki Rasulullah, Yahe, how can you say Rasulullah is left? No, it was labbaik, kyunki Siddiq Akbar ne keh diya ki maine Allah aur Allah ki Rasul, I left Allah and Allah's Rasul into for my family. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar is looking at this and he says, Allahu Akbar. He is humble. He has come to this realization. Yes, Siddiq Akbar hai. Isiliye, he is the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that no one can surpass Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Unhe ghar ka ghar, everything luta diya in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the story doesn't end there. It has a very beautiful ending. At that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Ya Abu Bakr, move. Because Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has appeared. Now imagine Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the earlier waqiyah that I narrated about the ring, Sayyidina Jibreel comes there. Now Sayyidina Jibreel comes again. And how is he just like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq? Ke Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Jibreel, what is the reason for you dressing like this? Allahu Akbar. Look at the response. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal was so pleased with the aqidah, with the commitment, with the muhabbat, with the action, with the, what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq has done. Allah was so pleased that Allah has ordered me and all the angels to dress like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq in that libas that he came to you. This was the maqam, and the shair says, Baya, baya ho kis tarha martaba Siddiq Akbar ka. Baya ho kis tarha martaba Siddiq Akbar ka, ki mehboob khuda mehboob hai Siddiq Akbar ka, lutaya raah-e-haq mein ghar kai baar, اس محبت سے لٹ لٹ کر حسن بن گیا گھر صدیق اکبر کا. سو دیٹ بیوٹیفل ہوم دیٹ سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق ٹوڈے انجوائز نیکسٹ ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دیر واز اے پرائز ٹیگ آف دیٹ. دا پرائز واز فنا, اتنا فنا تیرے ذات عالی میں ہو جائے کہ جو تمہیں دیکھو یار نظائے. What was the price for that closeness and proximity for Rasulullah sallam to become so dissolved, so fana in the love, in the ish, in the aqidah of that master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then if you want to attain the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the viewers of Madini channel, look no further. That is why in my introduction I mentioned that when Allah decided to send his Rasul, he said, I will send such a companion that will be the blueprint, that will send the standard, that will send the norm, that will send the marker for everyone to follow. If you follow my Abubakr Siddiq, he will be the example of the perfect Ashik, the perfect Ummati. So the viewers of Madini channel, if we want to be close to Rasulullah, perhaps not as close as Sayyidina Abubakr Siddiq, that we must become dissolved in the love totally of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji Maulana.
مرحبا اللہ عمران بھائی, اللہ عز و جل ریوارڈ یو ابنڈنٹلی, اینڈ وی ہیو ہرڈ دیز مدنی پرلز. ماشاء اللہ, اللہ آپ کو خوش رکھیں, شاد و آباد رکھیں, اور اللہ عز و جل ہمیں سیدنا صدیق اکبر کے صدقے میں ہمارے بے حساب مغفرت فرمائیں. وی سے شکرن ٹو دا ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل ہو ہیو واچ دس پروگرام فرام بگننگ ٹو اینڈ, ہو ہیو جوائن اس وائی دا سوشل میڈیا. الحمد للہ رب العالمین. آئی تھنک اٹ واز اے بیوٹیفل پروگرام دیٹ وی ہیو ہیڈ, اینڈ وی ہیو انلائٹنڈ اور ہارٹ بائی mentioning the status and the shan and beautiful amazing stories of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It's important that we remind ourselves of the greatness of this particular companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we acknowledge and we do know that subhanallah, they were such amazing personalities that once upon a time walked upon this earth. And by remembering them and thinking of them, inshallah azza wa jal, we should basically try and humble ourselves by speaking about them, by learning about them, by going through their teachings, inshallah. This will of course make us also obedient. And therefore, alhamdulillah, we have refreshed our memories and the stories of this great personality. Alhamdulillah, I have enjoyed it, Imran bhai. I'm sure others out there have also enjoyed this program for today. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward every one of you. We say shukran to you once again, Imran bhai, for being part and parcel of this program and sharing with us such amazing Madani pearls and stories. Allahu Akbar. You take care, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And till tomorrow, we shall meet again. And wherever you are, remember and know very well what is the maqsad and the missionary statement of this beautiful fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, and that is I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiy allah.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.